River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
What's up?
And we're back here at Ballmer Stadiums as we're getting high fives here down in front of the stands here from fans. And guys, everybody's in a great mood. I see Sam's kid down there pointing at him and waving at him in the stands down there and his wife. And hey guys, Bombers are 6-1. What a great start. You said fourth time ever in the history of Bomber football hadn't happened since 1986. Welcome to the next Powered by NAEC postgame show. After the 37-15 win by your Bombers against the Siloam Springs Panthers. What a great night, guys.
Huge game. Huge win. Despite some adversities, despite some little sluggish start, Bombers find a way to get it done.
Experience prevails. You know, you stub your toe, you get a penalty, you have an inopportune, love to see the review, fumble through the back of the end zone, and you still continue to rise. You continue to fight. You don't let that dictate the whole game. That dictated that one play. And I think you're seeing the leadership on this team continue to strive for things that haven't been achieved here in a long time.
You know, I see some things, guys, that the Siloam Springs program is a program that's taken over by a new coach. And, you know, we've been there. We've seen kind of what it is. Don't have the depth. You don't have those things. And I think it's just – and it's not a knock on Siloam. They're moving in the right direction.
Sure.
I think it's more of an testament to Coach Airy and what he's been able to do through the junior high program with Coach Crow, through Coach Martin in the seventh grade program, through the youth program. And we hadn't even seen that yet. Like, we hadn't even seen the benefits of that come through yet. But all of this all builds into one. And I think we're seeing a huge deal about all of this is just leading into – the culture change. You see where we may have been in the past with the Siloam team where they had so many guys going both ways. But then you look at this Mountain Home team and you see the culture change. And I think it's just going to continue to move forward.
Talking about culture, I mean, the Bombers got a shout-out video today from the Harding University Bison football team.
Really?
Letting them know when they're going to Harrison this weekend, when they're playing this weekend, to do a good job. That's culture. When other people in other areas, even a place at Harding where I think they're at 28-game winning streak, something like that, they're letting you know you're doing good. That feels good. And that is an energy that goes from third grade all the way to senior, Tobias.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the number one team in Division II football, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge statement. And those boys, I mean, they're never going to forget that.
No.
And I just expect that to bleed over. But, guys, we've got a big task ahead next week. Like,
yeah,
we've said, we are going to be in our own captain of our own ship. And we're going to have to go all the way to Lake Hamilton to find a way to get it done. And I think you definitely did not play mistake-free football tonight. So a lot of opportunity and things to work on. I mean, you got to be proud with a W, but a little sloppier than we've been used to the first few games of the season.
That's right. So tonight's postgame show brought to you by Next, powered by NAEC, North Arkansas Electric Cooperatives. Operation Roundup program awarded 18 scholarships last year to local high school graduates. What a great area NAEC and Next is and what they provide. As I tell you, we're going to take one last break. We're going to come back. When we come back, we're going to have some stats for us, some game stats. We're going to preview next week's matchup against Lake Hamilton. And you've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
The love of football defines fall weekends, and in many homes, our families. But it's a demanding sport that can cause injury. That's why UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is on sidelines and in locker rooms for high schools and colleges across the state, ready to care for athletes with clinics in Central and Northwest Arkansas. UAMS Health, official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback athletics and future Razorbacks all over Arkansas. Learn more at uams.health/team.
Looking for a college that offers exceptional opportunities close to home? For over 150 years, Lyon College has been the launchpad for successful careers right here in Arkansas. With a strong academic reputation, competitive athletics, and a stunning campus in beautiful Batesville, Lyon College is dedicated to shaping graduates who make a difference in their communities. Discover what Lyon has to offer by visiting lyon.edu. Lyon College, building a better world, starting in Arkansas.
We all have our traditions, from Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange, because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
Welcome back, Hog fans, for more scratching action from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. This is looking like a good one.
First appearance of the dime we've seen all season, Tom.
The luck is thick in here tonight. After all that scratching, yeah! She's a winner!
The Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. Every day's a chance to win big. Pick up a ticket today. This is winning. Call or text 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Welcome back to the NAEC postgame show. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's most convenient payment method is automatic bank draft. Enrolling is free and ensures that the bill is paid each time, each month, and eliminates the cost for a stamp and a visit to the lobby. Call today, 870-425-2141, or stop by NAEC's office to enroll in bank draft.
So, guys, big game. As I'm picking up kind of some wires here that have been dropped on us. Yeah. Big game. Barkley, what kind of stats do you have for us here?
Huge game tonight, boys. Huge game tonight. If you're a local business, someone out there, and you want to do work, your O-line and D-line did work tonight. 464 rushing yards for the team, averaging 3 yards a touch on 63 carries, 12 tackles for loss, and one big O-sack.
Doing work like the Home Depot,
America,
baby.
America. Golly.
Yeah, what an awesome game. You know, this NAC next provided by NAC post-game show here. Those guys did some work. And did you say we eclipsed 2,000 yards on the season?
Yeah, with what you did tonight, you're at 2,291 yards on the season, averaging 382 yards a game.
Salty. That's awesome.
That's hard to beat.
I think we need to call out the big old line.
We do. How do we do for those guys? We take them out to eat, or
we got to figure out something this week if we can get Coach Harry to allow it. I think we do. I think we take these boys out. We do a little wing eating contest.
I want to throw down the gauntlet. Let's have a wing eating contest. Bring it on, boys. We will take you on our best five versus the front five. All the wings you can eat. I bet we can even find somebody to sponsor it.
Let's see if we can get that done. Let's see if Harry's good with it. Those boys doing work. Let's give them their due. The road graders up front. Barkley, you in? I see that face.
I'm in. They burn calories a lot faster than we do.
So huge game tonight. We are going to next week go down to Lake Hamilton, guys. We've kind of been a beneficiary of a scheduling a little bit in that we have followed Greenwood games with every opponent that we've played. I don't know if y'all know that, but we're following Greenwood with everything that we're doing. So they had Lake Hamilton tonight. Last we heard is 35-7, just the beatdown that was going on. Lake Hamilton's going to be primed and ready. That's going to set us up for a potential for a big game, you know, and what seed we are hosting. So nice to talk about that a little bit of, you know, we're in that top upper echelon of how do we get the 3 seed? How do we get the 4 seed? How do we, you know, before we're like, are we the 6 seed or can we get in and where are we going to go? But now, as we're looking like we're going to host one if we take care of business in these next 3 games.
That's right. That's why next week is so huge. And, you know, you'll be able to travel with us. If you can't make the trip, we're going to bring it to you live. And we get pretty fired up on road games, especially when they've got the significance that this one coming up has.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you want to talk about following Greenwood and the intangibles that go along with the game. Getting a game where you get to play a lot of your JV guys, getting a game where some guys get some more reps and a few starters get a few breaks, and then following Greenwood up at Lake Hamilton, that's a recipe that you want if you're Mountain Home.
You're right.
Well, guys, it'll be fun next week. We will be down south in Piercy, Arkansas, is where actually Lake Hamilton is, just south of Hot Springs, I guess. That's where we'll be. It's great, great place. Nice press box, nice accommodations. They had good food last time. I remember last time we were there. It was awesome. It was really awesome. They had
bigger press box than Russellville?
They do. Oh, yeah. I mean, a janitor's closet is bigger than Russellville.
Yeah, I've been in porta potties bigger than that one.
This is true. This is true. But, guys, this was a fun night. Mountain Home comes away with a 37-15 win against the Siloam Springs Panthers. It was fun, guys. If you can't make the game, listen to us on Classic Hits 101.7. Stream on Bomber Sports Network. Guys, I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Good time.
That's fun.
Good time. We'll do it again next week. Thank you for listening. Hey, guys, from our producer back at the studio, Matt Sharp, Kurt Drury on the video, Sam Simers. He's now got one game under his belt on the box production. Russ Rawls on the sideline, Decon helping us out with everything he does. Sammy Raycraft even in here. Guys, it takes a lot to make this magic happen. Hey, from Barkley, Tobias, myself, Brad, guys, we enjoy it. We enjoy spending time with you. Keep hitting us up on the text. We love hearing them from them. We'll see you guys next week.
Go Bombers.
Go Bombers.
When a patient rings the bell after completing cancer treatment, we celebrate one more step toward healing. And with the new UAMS Baptist Health Cancer Center, we celebrate the trusted choice in cancer care. The two greatest healthcare forces in Arkansas have come together to deliver second-to-none treatments with the latest technology, all in celebration of you. Learn more at baptist-healthcancercenter.com. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.
Your business is up against a lot of things these days. Inflation costs, workforce issues, federal overreach. The list of things keeping you up at night keeps getting longer. The Arkansas State Chamber Associated Industries of Arkansas is here to help. We are constantly working to improve the business climate and make Arkansas as competitive as possible. The Arkansas State Chamber Associated Industries of Arkansas works tirelessly for your business so you can rest easy. Join us today.
When you share the story of your summer vacation, will people lean in or tune out? When you tell them you spent one morning in a 4-story treehouse and that afternoon at the world's largest indoor Tesla coil, you'll have their attention. When you explain that you took your kids on thrill rides and a sunset lake cruise in the span of a few hours, they'll be hooked. And when you say you enjoyed a relaxing soak in the city's famous thermal spring water, well, then they'll just be jealous because they didn't go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. For more info, visit hotsprings.org.
Going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
And good evening, everyone. As we continue along the next Powered by NAEC postgame show, Matt Sharp joining you for the rest of this postgame in the studio following Mount Holmes' 37-15 victory over Siloam Springs tonight for homecoming. Good night for homecoming tonight. And again, I want to say congratulations to Hannah Baker and Zane Dirac, your homecoming queen and king. And also congratulations to the freshman class for winning the homecoming float parade. Homecoming parade float contest, that is, ended up with 47% of the tally out of over 2,500 votes. A lot of more people took part in the voting this year, and we're really happy about that. So thank you again for all who voted in that poll. But again, Mount Tomah wins tonight by 22. Looking at what else is going on in the 6A West, there was one other final that we've got so far, as Greenwood, who is ranked third in the state overall, number one in Class 6A, defeated Lake Hamilton tonight in a big way, 49-14. Again, Mountain Home is going to be playing the Lake Hamilton Wolves next week down in Piercy. Elsewhere in the conference, Shiloh Christian, who is ranked 10th in the state overall and number three in Class 6A, playing at home tonight against Russellville. And the last score we had was from the third quarter. The Saints were up on the Cyclones 46-7. In addition, in the third quarter, it was Van Buren up on Fort Smith Southside by a count of 21-0. Turning to the local level, Yellville Summit playing at Salem this evening. I have yet to see a score update on that game. Also, Israel County having a tough night tonight, as they are hosting the third-ranked team in Class 2A, Desark. It is the Cougars losing by a score of 46-6 in the third quarter. Melbourne at home tonight, and last score we had, they were up on Atkins 17-14 in the third quarter. Have not seen a score update on the game between Mountain View and Episcopal Collegiate. Harrison playing tonight at Morrilton, who is currently ranked 5th in Class 5A, and it is the Goblins, last what we saw, losing to the Devil Dogs by a count of 35-19. Also, tonight, Hollister playing at home this evening against Springfield Catholic. That game was close to over. I don't know if it has ended yet. Let's see what we got in for the final score of that game this evening. Okay, Hollister did end up losing to Springfield Catholic by a score of 30-16. Forsyth playing at home tonight against Fairgrove. And let's see, last score we had was, that game has gone final. The Panthers ended up losing to Fairgrove by a count of 48-13. And Ava playing tonight and shutting out Kabul by a score of 51-0. There was one final from the area from last night, actually. Branson just pretty much had their way with Logan Rogersville. Pirates won that game 56-14. West Plains is actually going to play tomorrow as they go up to Marshfield. Looking at the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, Bryant, who is number one overall and in Class 7A, playing this evening at Little Rock Southwest. And let's see if that game has gone final. I believe it might have. It looks like what we got here. Yes, that game has gone final. The Hornets pretty much had their way with the Griffins 62-0 in that game. Conway, who is ranked second overall and in Class 7A, leading Little Rock Central. Last score we had was 43-0. Wampus Cats up in the third quarter. In addition, number four, Fayetteville, who is also number three in Class 7A, is going to lose their ranking this after this week. The Purple Dogs are losing to the ninth-ranked team in the state, Bentonville, by a score of 41-10 in the fourth quarter. It is number five, Little Rock Parkview, who is also number one in Class 5A, winning at Texarkana 49-3-7, that is, was the last score we had from the third quarter. Number six, Benton, who is also number two in Class 6A. They were leading El Dorado 42-17. That was the last score we had from the third quarter. Number seven, Pulaski Academy, who is also number four in Class 7A, playing at Cabot this evening. And see, the third last score we had was from the third quarter. That game is the Bruins getting all they want from the Panthers. PA up 49-41 in the third quarter. And number eight, Rogers, who is also number five in Class 7A. Last score we had, they were up on Springdale 20-0 in the second quarter. We're going to take another break. We'll come back with more as we continue along on the postgame show presented by Next, powered by NAEC. Again, Mountain Home defeats Siloam Springs tonight on homecoming night, 37-15. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Quarterback, guard, running back, every position has a role in building success. If you want a position where you can build success in your own career, Lexicon is hiring welders, maintenance technicians, millwrights, project managers, and more. Learn while you earn with free on-the-job training through Lexicon University. Competitive pay, comprehensive benefits, an on-site health clinic, annual bonus program, and more. Check out lexicon-inc.com/football and join us as we build America one project at a time.
Since 1957, Arkansas Capital has been empowering entrepreneurs, helping businesses thrive, watching communities prosper, and making dreams become reality. Arkansas Capital is a beacon of hope for businesses seeking a fresh start or growth capital by providing a variety of financing solutions. But Arkansas Capital isn't just a financing corporation. We're your partners in growth. Put our 145 years of combined experience to work for you. With over $500 million in loans to facilitate projects, Arkansas Capital is dedicated to your success. Learn more at arcapital.com. That's arcapital.com.
Saracen Casino is Arkansas's closest place to play, and this month, you could win Toyota's all-new first edition Land Cruiser from Trotter Toyota. This new-look Land Cruiser is the perfect example of legendary styling, and it could be yours on October 26th just for playing your favorite slot and table games at Saracen Casino. Take your chance at winning a first edition Land Cruiser.
Saracen Casino Resort, Vegas, Arkansas style.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Did you know that Henderson State University offers a nurturing classroom environment with caring faculty who will invest in your career success? You can learn a lot at Henderson. Come check us out. Visit hsu.edu/get ready for additional information. Did you know that Henderson State University offers the only aviation degree in Arkansas? You can learn a lot at Henderson. Come fly with us. Visit hsu.edu/aviation for additional information.
What does it feel like to know it matters to others how you're doing? What's weighing on your mind? That you're happy right now? That your body's healthy? And that those around you are taken care of too? Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has been taking care of Arkansans for more than 75 years, providing health insurance and peace of mind, so you and the ones you love can live your best life your whole life long. Take good care, Arkansas.
We continue along here on the Next Power by NAEC postgame show as we are joining you once again from the studio following Mountain Home's 37-15 victory over Siloam Springs here on homecoming night. Taking a look at what else is going, we've already gone through all the Class 7A top five games tonight. The only ones we haven't, there are two we haven't mentioned yet in the Class 6A top five. Last score we had in the third quarter, fourth-ranked Marion was up on Jonesboro 21-9. And also, fifth-ranked Little Rock Catholic was actually losing to Sheridan 22-21 in the third quarter. That would be a big win for the Yellow Jackets if they're able to hold on and beat the Rockets tonight. Take a look at the Class 5A top five games that we haven't yet mentioned. Number two, Joe T. Robinson beating BB tonight by a score of 26-15. In addition, number three, Valley View was up on Brooklyn. Last score we had was the third quarter. Blazers leading the Bearcats 30-3. In addition, number four, Hot Springs Lakeside was leading Hope 49-0 in the third quarter. Turning to the Class 4A top five, number one, Elkins was leading Prairie Grove 42-0. That was the last score we had from the third quarter. Number two, Arkadelphia was up on Harmony Grove Haskell 42-3 in the second quarter. In addition, number three, Mills, playing at home tonight against Riverview down in Little Rock. Last score we had, the Comets were up on the Raiders 56-7 in the third quarter. Number four, Warren at Star City tonight. Last score we had, Lumberjacks were up 13-0 in the third quarter. And number five, Malvern, playing at Boxside this evening. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. In the Class 3A top five, Boonville, who is currently tied for the number one ranking, was up on West Fork 27-6 in the third quarter. Prescott is tied with Boonville for that top ranking. The Curly Wolves ended up beating Parker's Chapel tonight 49-6. Number three, Rivercrest was leading Walnut Ridge 21-8 in the third quarter. Also, number four, Fordyce was up on Lake Village Lakeside 46-0 in the third quarter. And number five, Bismarck was leading Camden Harmony Grove 20-0 in the third quarter. Looking at the Class 2A top five games that I haven't yet mentioned, number one, Carlisle ended up beating up on Poen tonight 62-20. Number two, Conway Christian was up on Mountain Pine 50-0 in the second quarter. Number four, Bigelow ended up, I believe they ended up beating a Mountain Pine tonight. Yes, final score was 49-7. And number five, Junction City, was up on Dirks by a score of 33-20 in the third quarter. Taking a look real quick at the eight-man level, Marshall playing tonight at home against Corning, a battle between Bobcats. And last score we had, it was a tough night for Marshall. They were, last score I saw, they were losing to Corning by a score of 66. This is actually the last regular season game for Marshall this year. And then they'll go on to the postseason next week. In the eight-man sanctioned top three, which is classes 2A and 1A, Strong, number one Strong, was idle this week. Or actually, they're scheduled to play at Hermitage. I don't know if Hermitage has been able to field a team this year. But also in the top three, it was number two, Cedar Ridge, playing against third-ranked Midland tonight down Pleasant Plains. Have not seen an update on that one as of yet. We're going to take one more break, come back, and put a wrap on tonight's broadcast. Again, Mountain Home defeats Asylum Springs on homecoming night, 37-15, as we continue along here on the next Powered by NAEC postgame show. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We all have our traditions, from Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange, because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
Arkansans have trusted the expert surgical teams at Baptist Health for more than a century. And through the years, we've excelled at surgery that puts the patient first. Heart surgery, orthopedic surgery, neurosurgery, breast cancer surgery, and any surgical challenge you face. At Baptist Health, we put all our effort into perfecting one very particular type of surgery, yours.
Learn more at baptist-health.com. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Finding your place is more than just a location. It's about discovering your purpose, exploring your passions on a campus that feels like home. At A-State, you can achieve at the highest levels, form lasting relationships, and support the Red Wolves, both on campus and in the wild. Whether you're into research, the arts, healthcare, or maybe something else, there's a place for you at Arkansas State University. Find your place in the pack. Visit astate.edu to learn more.
Little Rock is where you'll be amazed by everything that awaits every member of your family. Explore sites like the Little Rock Zoo or hike to the top of Central Arkansas at Pinnacle Mountain State Park. Learn about the world around us at the Museum of Discovery and at the Central Arkansas Nature Center. You can see alligators up close right in downtown. You can tour the Oval Office at the Clinton Presidential Library and walk in the footsteps of civil rights pioneers at Historic Central High School. One experience and you'll be big on Little Rock. Learn more at littlerock.com today.
Going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
And we welcome you back one last time here on the next Powered by NAEC postgame show following Mountain Home's 37-15 victory tonight over Salem Springs. Successful homecoming night. Again, congratulations to the homecoming king and queen, Zane Durack and Hannah Baker, and also congratulations to the freshmen for winning the homecoming parade float contest, which we had the voting on KTLO.com. And over 2,300 participants, actually voters, took part in the polling, and that was actually one of the biggest tallies that we've ever had. Again, the freshmen won with 47% of the vote, so congratulations to them. So tonight, homecoming night comes to an end, and Mountain Home will have to concentrate on their next road trip, which will be coming up this next Friday, when Mountain Home will make the long trip past Hot Springs to down to Piercy, as they will take on the Wolves of Lake Hamilton. And Brad and Tobias and Barkley alluded to it earlier. This is a big game with some seeding implications on the line for not only Mountain Home but for some other teams. So we'll start our coverage with Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas High School game day around 5:15 next Friday, and then that'll be followed by the Bomber Buzz, and then Brad, Tobias, and Barkley will be joining you from Wolf Stadium down there on the campus of Lake Hamilton High School. So if you can't make it, we'll have the game for you here on Classic Hits 101.7, and also be streaming on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. So again, Mount Home gets the 22-point homecoming victory tonight. That's going to wrap up the broadcast. I want to thank Brad, Tobias, and Barkley out at the stadium. Also want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. And on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Also, to make sure, stay tuned tonight for the Simmons Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Rex Nelson and Richard Atkinson will be along from 10 to midnight to bring you all the scores from around the state. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight: the Mountain Home Bombers 37 and the Salem Springs Panthers 15. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, FNBC, General Water Conditioning, James Boyette State Farm, North Arkansas Dental Group, The Salvation Army, Strider Consulting, and White River Materials. Join us again next time the Bombers take on the field for Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.